Bonjour, John.
Buenas noches, Aurora.
Ça y est, ma voiture est réparée. My car is fixed.
Ça y est? ¿Qué es eso? What is that?
That's what we say when we have been working on something and we finally finish it. In English, it translates to that's it. ¿Qué es qu'on dit en espagnol?
Ah, se puede decir de varias formas, several ways. Y ya, literally and now, y listo, and done. Eso es todo. That is all.
Tu sais, we like that little word, ça. We even add it when it's not really needed. When you want to ask who, when you want to ask who, we could say qui, but we like to say qui ça. La même chose avec quand, when, so you will say quand ça, to say when, or you can say où ça, to say where, comment ça, to say huh.
Ah, you know, that expression, quizá, sounds like one of the Spanish words for maybe, quizás. ¿Qué exactamente significa? What exactly is the translation of that word?
Sa translates to it. It is the casual, cela. Mais ça veut dire la même chose. Cela veut dire la même chose.
Palabra tan multifacética. Es como una navaja suiza del francés. It's a very multifaceted word. Sort of like the Swiss Army knife for French. Cuéntanos más. Tell us more.
To ask how much is the bill at the restaurant, for example, we can ask, ¿Ça fait combien? How much is it?
En español decimos, ¿A cómo? O ¿Cuánto cuestan? Literally, how much?
We use ça in our greeting, you know. Comment ça va? How is it going? Ça va bien? It's going well.
Qué chévere e interesante.
Ça te dit? That's how we say, are you interested? But it translates to, is it speaking to you? Ça te va à merveille. Ce t-shirt te va à merveille. It fits you like a glove. Aller means to go dans le sens, in the meaning of to go well. That's why we don't put well. We say ça va to mean it's going well.
Ah, en español diríamos como anillo al dedo. Como anillo al dedo, like a ring to the finger. Now, does the expression sound the same in the past or future?
Bien sûr, of course, the verb that follows ça can be conjugated in any tense. Par exemple, ça ira means it will be fine. Ça a bien été means it went well. Ça aurait été bien, it would have been good.
You know, it reminds me of an expression I used to hear in all American movies that were dubbed in Spanish. Todo saldrá bien. Everything will be okay.
Une autre expression, ça prend du temps. It takes time. Or when you get hurt, you can say, ouch, ça fait mal. It hurts.
You know, that expression, it takes time. Ça prend du temps, maybe that's an expression we can use for breakup, I don't know.
Please write to us and let us know what you like best and what would you like to learn in future episodes.
Our email is speakfrenchandspanish@gmail.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram under our handle French4Spanish. And from us we say...
A bientôt! A la prochaine!
Hasta la próxima! Ciao!